Today's news headlines from the Scottish Radio News team. I'm Alistair Connell. The University of Aberdeen has cut more jobs in a bid to resolve its £5.5 million funding gap, with dozens of roles gone at the institution. Voluntary redundancies were introduced back in April, with recruitment also paused and staff promotions frozen. The move has reportedly seen 14 staff members leave the business school through the voluntary scheme, with 41 individuals in total having taken redundancy or enhanced retirement. Unions have raised concerns about uncertainty over the future of other jobs, with warnings raised that the university is in a permanent crisis. Aberdeenshire Council has shot down an Inverurie business owner's plea for free parking to be returned to Byrne Lane for the vital festive period. Kim Carson of Gallery Eye made a passionate call for the controversial pay and display measures to be dropped in a bid to encourage shoppers to the town centre. Her cry to remove the charges came as the Gaelic Area Committee was given an update on the impact of the change following its implementation in January. A report to councillors revealed the local authority has collected around £125,000 from drivers visiting the car park. More jobs are being cut in Aberdeen, with the famous harbour axing roles and blaming the sharp drop in North Sea oil and gas activity. Port of Aberdeen has become the latest company to announce staff cuts, with its chief executive blaming both governments for their lack of support for the industry. A proposal to knock down the empty former Stuart Milne Group base in West Hill and replace it with 45 new affordable homes has been thrown out. Bank on Construction and the Lombard Merton Trust wanted to demolish Peregrine House on Mosscroft Avenue to make way for the new development. The existing three-storey building at West Hill Industrial Estate sits next to the busy West Hill Garage. Developers revealed that the properties would be built for Hillcrest Homes. Peregrine House has been lying vacant since the house builder went bust in January 2024. A business case for dualling the A90 between Elland and Peterhead is expected to be completed by December of next year. Regional transport body Nestrans confirmed a business case to send to the Scottish Government alongside a development and assessment of a preferred option for the works will be finalised by the end of next year. That's you caught up. More news in an hour.
Mearns FM weather.
A mix of brighter spells and showers, with outbreaks turning wintry across the hills. Temperatures significantly lower than Wednesday. Northeast winds will be fresh around the coasts and a maximum temperature of 8 degrees Celsius.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM.
Watching the big screen or at home, hear about it here first.
This is eMovie Box.
On this week's mixed bag of movies to watch on the big screen or at home, we've got two new home entertainment titles for you that are good enough to grace any Christmas stocking. There's a new 4K restoration of a true classic, and we'll hear from Isla Fisher and Rosamund Pike chatting about the latest in the Now You See Me franchise. Welcome to your pick and mix seat at the movies.
This is eMovie Box with Paul Baker.
And then you pay the price. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got a number and your hand is on a phone. The weather's turned and all the lines are down. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go.
She says she wants to make up.
like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
For you over the years. It's one that's quoted time and time again. One of those comedies might just be The Naked Gun. It's back, this time with a new generation of, haphazard cops. Only one man has a particular set of skills to lead police squad and save the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Lieutenant Frank Drebin Jr., in this instance, played by Liam Neeson. He follows in his father's footsteps in The Naked Gun, directed by Akiva Schaffer, and the producer of this, surprise, surprise, is Seth MacFarlane. Here's how it looks.
Thanks. Once you kill a man for revenge, there's no going back. A voice in your head saying over and over, "That was awesome."
Who are you?
Drebin. Detective Frank Drebin. Thanks.
This is something I wanted.
Police squad has always been the elite of the elite.
Hi, Daddy. It's me, Frank Jr. Love you.
Hey, Dad. Boy, do I miss you.
And you, Frank, are the best of the best.
Yeah. Need a bathroom.
I need this room immediately.
There's a line, man.
Police business.
I'm gonna ruin another suit.
Over here, Lieutenant. I think someone murdered my brother.
Please, take a chair.
Thank you.
I'll find them. This is what I do. Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter?
Must have been quite the joke.
They're going to shut down police squad if you do not solve this case. Do this by the book.
Show a little respect!
Why?
Who's going to arrest me?
Other cops?
Yes.
Is she serious?
Is he serious?
He's... no.
It seems Mr. Drebin might be more of a problem than we thought. I want you to keep an eye on him.
This oven is disgusting.
Rest assured, I won't stop until I've found justice.
What do you want, little one?
Your ass. Nobody messes with police squad.
We've upgraded your car with the most advanced crime-fighting tech.
Drive forward 30 feet. Very smooth.
Oh.
This place is falling apart.
And The Naked Gun is showing in cinemas across the country from this weekend.
I'm Liam Neeson. Every passing year,
More and more comedies go unmade, unseen, and unquoted.
That guy in a little coat.
But for the price of one movie ticket, you can help rescue a comedy. And in the process, you'll get to share a smile, a laugh, and even the occasional groan with the people in your very own community.
Oh, as if!
Right now, there's a comedy movie that needs you. Please, buy a ticket right now, so our children, and hopefully their children too, can one day enjoy watching a comedy in a theatre.
And Naked Gun, the 2025 version, is now available just in time for Christmas on Blu-ray, DVD and digital download from all the usual outlets.
She...
We're lost! Look
at him! Hey, hey! Can't help it! Hey!
What is the matter with you, boy?
It's called Tourette's syndrome. Say things that I shouldn't.
He smells of spaghetti bolognese. You sure you don't want some?
No, I'm okay.
What's wrong with my spaghetti bolognese? Be on the table in 2 minutes.
No, honestly.
John?
I can sit here or I can help this lad.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
This is John. He's come to have a chat about the vacant position.
You okay with the ticks and the swearing?
What ticks? What swearing?
I can see he's off the medication.
I don't think you are okay.
I don't think Tourette's is the problem. People not knowing about Tourette's is the problem. Educate them.
I have Tourette's syndrome and it makes me tick.
Who would pretend to have such a condition?
Hey, me.
Remember, no swearing.
I've got two aces.
We'll just pretend we didn't hear that.
Association with Toast Promotional Products, your one-stop printer promotional merchandise specialist. Find out more at toastpromo.com.
This is Mearns FM.
E-Movie Box.
Every week, right here.
Welcome back. Friday is about to get freakier. 22 years after Tess and Anna endured an identity crisis, Anna now has a daughter and a soon-to-be stepdaughter. As they navigate the challenges that come when two families merge, Tess and Anna discover that lightning might strike twice. In a moment, we're on the red carpet with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan. But first, here's how it looks.
Oh, that's interesting. Your lifelines. It's like they've intersected before. You've walked in each other's path.
Oh, strange.
Really? You learned a lesson. A lesson that may serve you again.
Okay, that's enough.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Bye.
Did you feel that?
I think it's just all in our heads.
Again.
What's happening?
It's all right.
Who's in my body?
It's okay. It's me, Harp. It's Mom.
Wait, what?
If you're me and I'm you, then who is that?
I'm Grandma, sweetheart.
My face looks like a Birkin bag that's been left out in the sun to rot.
How do we fix this? Last time, we convinced everyone that we were each other. Until we switched back.
I think I just peed a little. Okay, I'll let you know when it's time for you to make your sexy grand entrance.
Sexy grand entrance?
Oh, like that.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
We were at the recent premiere in London and asked Jamie Lee Curtis to talk us through why Friday just got freakier.
It is a little freakier, isn't it? Well, you know, this is a movie about, very much like A Fish Called Wanda, about a clash of cultures. We have one of the young girls in the movie who's a young Brit coming to Los Angeles because her dad's working there, hoping to come back very quickly. And he falls in love with Lindsay Lohan. And she has a 15-year-old who loves to surf in Los Angeles. And Lily, the young girl from Britain, is now sort of stuck in Los Angeles, doesn't really want to be there, wants to come back to the UK, thinks she's way more sophisticated than all those LA people, and she's harboring a big secret, which is her mom died. And so all of that posturing is really a front for her loss. So it's a beautiful exploration of that, and it's really funny because I end up getting trapped in her body.
What surprises you about the movie industry today?
You know, there's a surprise every day. Every day. There's something new. There's something unexpected. It's the movies. It's supposed to be kind of an exciting exploration.
I suppose this movie is the ultimate in swapsies.
Kind of the same idea, which is walk a mile in my shoes, you know? But it's four-way. So I switch with Lily. Harper, Anna's daughter, switches with her mom. And so you get a mom-daughter, you get a grandma and a stepdaughter, and it hits all the same notes. Humor, heart, love, understanding, family. And it has a nostalgia to it because, of course, there's a lot of original OG Freaky Friday people in it.
Lindsay Lohan is also back in Freakier Friday. How does she feel about being back in London?
It feels so great. You know, the last time I was in London, I was here with my husband and we were like, we want to have a kid, and now we're here with our son, so it's even that much more special.
So why this follow-up to Freaky Friday?
Because people wanted it. People were asking for it, and it made sense that I could have a teenager now, a daughter in the movie, so it all seemed to work out, and the timing was perfect.
20 years later, do we get to see more about what makes these relationships tick?
This movie has a lot more laughs, more music, more physical comedy, and we really put our all into it, so I really hope they enjoy it.
Let's take a final look behind the scenes with the cast and crew of Freakier Friday.
Action.
Hold on to your seats. We're back.
Freaky Friday was one of my favorite things that I ever did, and so it was really exciting for me to come back.
Tess?
I think what made Freaky Friday special was Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. I think their chemistry is undeniable.
It's really felt like family coming back together, so it's been a really great experience.
This is a big spectacle film. It has all of the elements that you want.
Much more fashion, great music, more physical comedy.
Come here, get with
it! I love driving! Oh.
Everyone on this set is supportive and it was so much fun.
It's a good time. It's a good chaotic time and I love it.
I'm just so excited to share this with the world.
And Freakier Friday is available now in the shops and online on Blu-ray, DVD, and, of course, digital download. Just in time for Christmas.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, But something touched me deep inside the day. The music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned.
This is eMovie Box.
I didn't think you survived. Hunting something that can't be killed.
Predator Badlands is in cinemas now. Let's take a look at it. Deck is a runt predator. He takes a vow to hunt the Kalisk, an unlikable apex predator on the lethal planet Jenna, in order to earn the approval of his father, Nor. Before he can leave, his father orders Deck's brother, Quai, to kill him, deeming him too weak to survive. Quai defies the order and remotely activates his transport ship to take Deck to Jenna. Deck is forced to watch helplessly as Noor executes Kwai. Upon crash landing on Jenna, Deck faces numerous environmental dangers from both flora and fauna. He reluctantly allies with Ty, a damaged Weyland-Yutani Corporation synthetic whose team was destroyed while attempting to capture the Kalisk. Ty offers to help Deck track the Kalisk in exchange for reuniting her with her several legs. Later, they are joined by a native creature which Ty names Bud, which marks Deck as a clan with its spit. Meanwhile, Ty's synthetic sister, Tessa, is reactivated and begins tracking Deck's group. Are you keeping up now? Tell you what, let's take a look behind the scenes of this great movie with the cast and crew.
I am constantly drawn to tales of the underdog with something to prove. Deck is from a clan that allows no weakness. He finds himself exiled on the most deadly planet in the galaxy, where his only way to prove his worth is to hunt down the unkillable creature. The Predator character in this movie demands a performance far beyond anything we've ever done before. We have Demetrius wearing a suit that is practically built. We then work with Weta Digital to take Demetrius' performance and bring it further to life. Demetrius brings so much to this creature. He is both very physical, but also deeply emotional.
Yaslanzo, Egypt. That did you like it?
Deck is a really unique protagonist in the Predator franchise in that he is the underdog, but is also a ferocious badass.
And Predator Badlands is showing in cinemas across the country this week.
Did we fly to the moon too soon? Did we squander the chance?
association with Toast Promotional Products, your one-stop printer promotional merchandise specialist. Find out more at toastpromo.com.
On DAB, online, on FM, and on your smart speaker.
This is Mearns FM.
This is eMovie Books with Paul Baker.
Welcome back. In a moment, we'll be joined by Rosamund Pike and Isla Fisher as we preview Now You See Me, Now You Don't. But first, let's go back to 1978 and a classic movie called The Wild Geese. It's been reissued this week as a 4K restoration. Screen legends Richard Burton, Roger Moore and Richard Harris star as a team of aging mercenaries hired by a wealthy industrialist for one final mission. Recruit and train a squad of desperate commandos, parachute into an unstable African nation, snatch its deposed president from a maximum security prison, escape via the military-controlled airport, and massacre anyone who gets in their way. Reaching the target will be murder, but getting out alive may be impossible. Hardy Krueger and Stuart Granger also co-star in this explosive action classic, produced by Ewan Lloyd and directed by Andrew McLagan, from a screenplay by two-time Oscar nominee Reginald Rose. Here's how it looks.
Some of you know me already. Those of you who don't, in for a big, big surprise.
Now, I have a contract to steal Limbani from General Andover.
I'm finished with all of that. I'm getting too old. By the way, so are you.
Now, would you mind telling me what you're doing here? Thank God. One more week here, and I'll explode.
If we have no future together, white man, we have no future.
Excellent. That's all for now.
The Wild Geese 4K Restoration stars Richard Burton, Roger Moore and Richard Harris and is showing in selected cinemas across the country this week.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Bringing the absolute to what? The world? And have to pick your attitude. Brace yourself. You're crazy. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
In the world of magic, everything that disappears reappears. Woo! It is very good to be back.
Come up, you're gonna be our helper.
Okay, disappear in 3, 2, 1. Jay Daniel Atlas in the house. Who wants to see a magic trick?
I think we would have made the horsemen proud. My Atlas was spot on.
Really? I'll be the judge of that.
According to that card, for some reason, I need you.
Why not the other horsemen?
The other horsemen are dead.
Oh my god, what?
No, they're like dead to me. Things got too real for them, they gave up. Stop interrupting. I'm talking about a trick that is bigger and better than anything you have ever seen. It's now or never.
What's the trick?
The heart diamond. It's the most valuable jewel in history.
But what makes this diamond so special?
Because a magical tarot card told us.
For decades, the Vanderburgs have been selling diamonds to warlords, arms dealers, traffickers to help launder their money.
If you want to stop the devil, don't cut off her hands. You lift her wallet.
Open sesame.
Still safe with me.
Relax. Diamonds are forever.
Stop him!
Jack, what are you doing here?
Saving your ass.
Emily Reed?
Fanboy later.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I don't know you. Let's go!
My horsemen. Yes. We're brought together for a reason.
Gummies kicked in.
Bring down two generations of criminals with a single sleight of hand.
Eight magicians against a worldwide criminal network. I like our chances.
Want to see a magic trick?
Thaddeus?
You enjoying the show?
Shall we get on with it?
Hey guys, dead end.
Open sesame.
Way to represent, Merritt.
Worth a try,
was it?
Never know.
I think you do know.
The third installment of Now You See Me, directed by Ruben Fleischer, sees Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Isla Fisher, Dave Franco and Morgan Freeman, among others, reuniting for Now You See Me, Now You Don't, with Justice Smith, Dominic Sessa and Ariana Greenblatt joining the new generation of illusionists. Also, Rosamund Pike stars in this as well. We'll chat with Rosamund Pike and with Isla Fisher in just a moment. But first, here's how it looks. Daniel Atlas, played by Jesse Eisenberg, publicly taunts Veronica Vandenberg, played by Rosamund Pike, by threatening to steal a diamond.
My name is J. Daniel Atlas. You may remember me as your personal favorite of the Four Horsemen of Magic. Now watch closely as I make the famous heart diamond appear on my palm.
Gee whiz, he must be as starved for attention as Greenpeace here. Rest assured that the diamond is completely safe.
Is it? Now, a wise man once told me, in the mirror, in fact, never assume you're the smartest person in the room. Prove it.
Be my guest.
All right, well, let's see if we can get that case open. Abracadabra. Huh, nope. Wait. Open sesame.
Still safe with me.
Relax. Relax, Veronica. Now, as your ads like to remind us, diamonds are forever.
Woody Harrelson plays Merritt McKinney. He sets Jack Wilder and newcomer June up to see who can open a locked door first, while Henley Reeves, Charlie, and J. Daniel Atlas watch on.
Whoa, looks like a little healthy competition.
Come on, this isn't fair. I've been picking locks since before she was born. Let me find the keyhole.
Maybe the other side.
You're not inspiring confidence right now, Jack.
Don't rush me.
Hey, Jack, I don't think this is a lock you pick. I think it's a lock you solve, so.
Show them how it's done.
Whoa. You mind if I just figure this out right quickly? Huh. Okay. If you've ever done an escape room, you'd know there are all kinds of different puzzles. It's not just about locks and keys. Whoa. You might want to update your game, Jack. Whoa. But by all means, lead the way.
I think he loosened it for her, ultimately.
The group of magicians show off their skills in front of Thaddeus Bradley, played by Morgan Freeman. J. Daniel Atlas kicks things off, followed by Bosco Leroy, Henley Reeves, and Charlie.
This room is where old relics go to their final resting place.
Yep. You are, you're probably right, Thaddeus, but, not before they have one last shot at glory.
What's going on here?
Pretty good, but you should try to do things a little more slow.
Really?
Let your audience enjoy the real magic.
Okay, not Ooh, that.
Wow, nice one, Oscar. I've never been great at poker, but is a diamond trumped by a heart?
Oh, there it is. Nice misdirection. But let's not forget what this is really about.
Show him, Charlie.
Making a jewel disappear.
Let's see this one.
Right. Your eye
on the prize.
Round and round they go. Where they stop, nobody knows. Good as
gone. Black art, table's rigged. Saw it when I came in.
Rosamund Pike and Isla Fisher recently spoke with eMovie Box film correspondent Stephanie Hitch about the newest installment in the Now You See Me franchise. Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Isla begins by talking about her long-anticipated return to the series.
She's obviously had this, she's given up magic for a bit, she's had a family, and she's happily married, but the call of the eye feels too strong, and she gets pulled back in with the gang again. It was just wonderful to be back. It's such an honor to play this character. It's such a... We have such a great chemistry, all of us, in this, and including the new horseman. And this just felt like Ruben had a great new take on it, and we just freshened it. And bigger magic, higher stakes, bigger locations, and a bigger twist. So we're really proud of this one.
Perfect. And Rosamund Veronica is such a commanding and an elegant villain. What did you relish about playing her?
Well, I mean, those two things sound really good to me. I like playing the villain, much as it might surprise you. I enjoy the sort of... I suppose, you know, drama is based on conflict, and I suppose I'm happy to be the adversary. You know, I think what motivates a villain is interesting, but it's only interesting to me privately. It's not really part of the story of the film. And I think in a film like this, the villain has to be menacing enough of a threat, but also fun to watch. I think... You know, it'll be more satisfying, whatever happens to her, the more we've enjoyed her Veronica building herself up within her sort of self-inflating way.
It was kind of wonderful to hate her in a way.
Good, that was my aim.
Yeah. There's a great scene in the French Chateau where all of the horsemen kind of show off all of their tricks to each other, and it was done in one take.
Oh, it's amazing.
Can you talk me through how you did that?
It was just a lot of preparation. A lot of the magic, most of the magic you see in this one is practically able to be achieved, which is great because CGI should just sort of complement what's already there, not replace it. And we practiced a lot. We had amazing magicians helping us. We were completely spoiled. And it was just a great feeling when we got it right.
And an incredible cast, with you two included. You have a great scene with Woody Harrelson in the police station. What is he like to work with?
Oh, Woody's... I mean, I love Woody's work so much, and then to meet him, and he's such a warm-hearted... Mm-hmm. You know, he throws himself into life wherever, mm-hmm. you know, his career takes him. You know, he'll be out playing basketball with sort of, you know, locals on the street, and those makeup artists will say, Woody, what's sat on your head, and he sort of feels up and he's got some big cut that he's got from you know, dunking a ball and a hoop in the street. But he's mercurial, and you never quite know what you're going to get. He's very playful, isn't he? He improvises. And it's always, you know, within the character, but he also knows that sort of salt and peppering of Woody on top of the character is where the magic is, right?
I wasn't aware of the phenomenon that is Woody until we shot the first one, and I remember we were on a magic stage in New Orleans and he came on and we had to entertain a real audience while they were putting lights up, and so suddenly we were really playing the role of these magicians essentially. And Woody was just had them eating out of the palm. They were weeping at everything he said and roaring with laughter, and he could literally just like I don't know, the smallest little micro like expression, and the audience, they love him.
He's so lovable. He's so lovable, yeah, he is. And it's the chemistry between those four original horsemen that made me want to be in the film, because, you know, it's their chemistry that is so infectious, and it's smart people doing smart stuff, and you know, we love that they've got a little bit of arrogance, not your character, but the others, and the, you know, and that's, but it's kind of backed up by skill, so it's nice to watch. And that's really why I wanted to be in it, because I thought these guys were all so great.
It always looks like you have so much fun on set.
Oh, yes, and the director, Ruben Fleischer, said to me, you know, if you do this film, I promise you, you will have a good time. And you always take that with a pinch of salt, because actually, you know, he doesn't know me, he doesn't know what kind of good time I like. but actually, you know,
we had a great time.
Yeah.
And final question, if you both could learn a magic trick that you could whip out at a party to impress someone, what would it be?
I love cards. I'd like to, but I didn't get a chance to work with our amazing card magician, Ben Seidman. Yeah.
He's so good.
I saw his work close up, but if he could have taught me as he taught the boys, I would have loved it.
And I guess my magic trick would be to be able to do a dinner party, but not like be pouring sweat and red-faced when people come in, but instead have people come in and be more like your character and just be like, hi, welcome, instead of like, stop it, sit down, get yourselves a drink, I'm working. That's my dream. To be a really calm dinner party host.
Oh, yes.
I think that's everyone's dream.
That's a magic trick.
That's a great trick. Yeah. It is an illusion.
Isla Rosman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now you see me, now you don't. It's now showing in cinemas across the country. And that just wraps things up from the eMovie Box studio for this week. I hope you've enjoyed my selection. We'll be back at the same time next week with more brand new movies for you, and we're looking ahead to Christmas and the sort of movies that will creep into cinemas across the country during the Christmas period. Whatever you're doing for the next 7 days, enjoy the movies.
eMovie Box, in association with Toast Promotional Products, your one-stop printer promotional merchandise specialists. Find out more at toastpromo.com.
on DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker. This is Mearns FM News.
Welcome to today.